If you wanna be free, you better look to the sky. If you wanna be free, you better learn how to fly. Ask myself what I dream, what I be.
Welcome to Orally Speaking, Oral Health and You with Monique Dudley. This is our debut episode, and we are here at Master Griot Radio, and we have a full house right now on the line. So if you want to call in, the call-in number is 319-527-6066. Again, that call-in number is 319-527-6066. You can call in to listen, or you can call in to join in the conversation. Now, Orally Speaking has been brought to Master Griot Radio because we want to have a special awareness and conversation with the community. Oral health dentistry is something that is not always as accessible. And really, to get a good dentist and get all of your dental work and various things that you really need done, you really need pretty good insurance. You know, you have to have a good insurance in order to be able to afford it. Or you just go to some regular person and they just, you know, it may not always be the most pleasant experience. The other thing, we're not taught, even though we have health in school, we're not taught about oral health. We know about our teeth, but we're not taught anything about the impact of our oral health on our overall health. I just learned maybe about a year ago from Monique Dudley, who's coming on, how many diseases that are prevalent in the Black community are a direct impact of poor oral health. And, you know, many of us don't have great dental insurance, and you're lucky if you even have dental insurance, no less quality dental insurance that allow you to go to some better doctors. So us knowing about oral health, keeping up with our oral health, you know, understanding, you know, things that we can do and making sure that we do have the access, and how important it is all the way from birth. So this woman is special. She said I was wrong to call her the guru, but to me, she the guru of the dental industry, okay? She's been everything from a dental assistant, managing offices, teaching, and now she even has an apprenticeship program. So she, if she don't know anything else, this woman knows dentistry. She knows dental and oral health, and she is here to just teach us and test us. But she a teacher. She won't test you. So just get ready for this show. I'm getting ready to bring everybody on. We have a full house here. So first I'm bringing on the one and only Monique Dudley. Hi, Monique.
Hello. Hi. How's
it going tonight? Well, I'm doing great. I'm glad that you're here. So what I am going to do is open up the lines for everyone because I'm not sure who's who. So when I open up your line, please introduce yourself. First, we're opening up 215-806. Can you tell us hi?
Hello. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
All righty. Okay. And now I had a 215-858.
Hello, Charmaine.
Hi, Charmaine.
Hi.
And then we have 267-891.
Hello, this is Abdul. I'm a dental lab technician. I make dentures and crowns and bridges.
All right, Mr. Abdul, you're in the house.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am. How are
so
you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So now I'm going to turn it over to Monique Dudley. Monique, would you introduce yourself to the audience, let them know who you are, you know, in your history with, you know, oral health and dental industry.
Hi, everyone. Good night. I'm feeling definitely blessed by having a marketer that just forces me to do things like this. It's so awesome. In my life, I am definitely happy that Ms. Charmaine is on the line. Mr. Abdul, you're always a blessing. Sherelle, I believe that he's on too as well. And everyone else, just thank you so much for tuning in. This is our first podcast for opening the lines up for communications with dentistry, dental assisting, dentists, dental hygienists, and ESTAs in the interurban community, spreading awareness. I would like to open up. Well, first, I guess I will just let you guys know that I am a group sponsor, first black woman that has done this in Philadelphia. We have a workforce development business. We've been registered for about a year now, so we're in the process of looking for employers and looking for jobs and doing training for various trades. We, of course, dental assistant is my specialty. We're working on the CDL program, phlebotomy program, cosmetology, barber, drones, and peer specialists, so that we can get some people in the interurban community jobs. What I would like to say is bring in Mr. Abdul, because I know I asked him about 2 weeks ago to say a few words about what it is that he do as a dental lab tech. And he's one of the guys that I always used to bring into my classrooms to help teach about oral health when it comes to dentures, periodontal disease, what happens when we need car kills, or just the whole phase of Chapter 56. That's what I would like to call it when we're talking about the specialties and we're talking about oral health. Mr. Abdul, do you want to say a few words?
Sure. What would you like me to talk about?
Just talk about what you do. And I know now that you're specializing in implants, that's really exciting for me. So can you just speak about what implants is, what dentures and partials are, and just a little bit about the field of dental lab tech?
Okay, sure. I come from a family of dental technicians, my father and my older brother. A dental technician, and we're kind of the guys that are unseen. The doctor takes an impression of a person's mouth when they need teeth replaced. It's sent to a lab, and then what we do at the lab is we construct dentures based on that impression, on that mold of the person's mouth. And so it's very important for people, because sometimes in nursing homes, if you don't have dentures, they have to feed you pureed food, which is like grind it up in a blender. So without dentures or without implants, you cannot properly eat, cannot properly chew your food. So it's the reasons why a lot of people's health decline, because they don't have the proper, teeth to chew up their food and receive the nutrients. So it's a very important job. As far as what dentures are, dentures are sort of like false teeth that we put into your mouth so you can chew when you lose all your teeth. Partials are if you haven't lost all your teeth but some of your teeth, then we construct what's called a partial denture for you, which is like not a full plate, but just the teeth that you are missing. I love it. I've been doing this since I was about 15 years old when my father started teaching me. And it's been my, it's been my life's work. And so I enjoy helping people, and it's just very important, to have your oral health. One thing I want to say about oral health is there is a bacteria called Candida, and what Candida does, it tells you, it's kind of like that sugar rush that you get when you have a sweet tooth. It's a bacteria in your stomach that tells your mind that you want sugar because the bacteria feeds off sugar. And one of the byproducts of that is it's called oral thrust, which is sort of like a whiteness of the tongue. And I bring that up because one time I had an older patient. She was very old. She was on her deathbed, and the family wanted me to make her dentures. And when she opened her mouth, her tongue was fully white. Her tongue was absolutely white. So they didn't know that she's been taken over by this bacteria called Candida. So later, because she didn't have those teeth, later she died. She passed away because she, so I just say all that to say oral health, like you were saying, it leads to a lot of diseases, and it's very important to take care of your oral health. Absolutely.
Mr. Abdul, so the thrush took over her, and she caught basically a yeast infection in her mouth that ended up killing her?
Yes, and it happens to people all the time. It's very much a silent killer. What happens is it's sort of like what they're talking about, the probiotics. Probiotics is sort of like the good bacteria that you need in your body to battle the bad bacteria. And so when you don't take care of your oral health, the bad bacteria can take over and it causes pretty much a lot of health problems, and eventually you can pass away from it.
So you know what I found?
The whiteness on her tongue was a symptom.
That's true. You know, that's one thing that a lot of when we're teaching, a lot of students, it causes concern for them because they don't know that bacteria in your mouth leads to stroke, heart attack, plaque buildup. It leads to preterm low birth weight. You know, it's diabetes. A lot of the diseases that we can spot ends up in the mouth first. I know that we have Ms. Charmaine on the phone from Dr. Champion. Miss Charmaine.
Well, listen, Dr. Champion's on the phone also, because I'm gonna turn this over to Doc.
Oh, we gotta hear from Dr. Champion. What a blessing.
Doc, is he still there? He was the first one on, Charlie. That's Dr. Champion.
That's what I kind of figured. I wasn't sure.
There he is. Doc?
Yes, Charmaine?
They're
hey, hey, how you doing,
you.
Monique? I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Champion. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Of course
can
I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Now,
I
will definitely bow down to you, Dr. Champion. You know, your excitement for the dental office, and especially with focusing on sleep apnea, is something to admire in your dental office with all the technology. Can you tell us about your dental office and what it is that you're doing over
there? Yep. Hey, Monique. Thank you for having us. And, really we are interested in trying to help people with their overall health. And as Brother Abdul said, it's a lot of this, the stuff that starts in their mouth is shown within their body and with their overall health. So we try to help people get better. We try to help them get healthier, and that is the to me the modus operandi for our office and what we really like to do. So yeah, the sleep apnea leads to high blood pressure, diabetes, and a bunch of other systemic diseases. So 95% of all problems that occur in the mouth come from one issue, and that's dry mouth. And the number one way of having dry mouth is usually sleep apnea. So we focus not only on restoring people's mouths, but we also focus on trying to find the real cause of their problems. And because we're trying to find the real cause of their problems, they don't continue to have repeated problems with those issues. So I thank you for having this forum, and I thank you for allowing me to have an opportunity to speak with everyone on the call. And I would encourage Brother Abdul to get at us so that we can use him for some dentures.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I can't recommend a more serious candidate. He has definitely took care of my community by the nature and partial. Can I ask you a question? Because you're in the Philadelphia area. How much knowledge about dental oral health do you feel like our community has? Like, what's coming?
Your students?
Yes.
Monique,
well,
you
not
said
just
your students?
But just to your patients?
The community.
Well, yeah, I think that the most important thing that we can impart as dental providers and people that love dentistry and lab techs and EFTAs and hygienists is education, because it is paramount to educate our folks about the problems, the potential problems that it can occur in their mouth, and also to try and prevent problems from occurring. So getting out to the young kids and letting them know about bacteria and plaque and how to brush and floss and to maintain their oral hygiene at a high level is extremely important, and it's so much so very important to impress that upon the parents and the grandparents, and so that we just start to continue to educate our folks so that we don't have the dental problems. And if we don't have the dental problems, a lot of our health problems go away also.
Agreed. I really think that we take your time out to speak. I think that it's, you know, one of the things that I saw,
we're having a little hard time hearing you, Monique.
Just a little.
Yeah, there's like something needs to be muted.
I don't have anything. I'm not sure. It's my phone.
Okay. I'm gonna check some of these lines right now. Okay. Everyone's having a hard time hearing, so I'm going to mute out everyone except for you right now, Monique. There are other people also listening in.
Okay. Well, they got,
I think,
really quiet.
Dr. Champion's background.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the issues that I have saw, you know, just with even dealing with teaching, is that just the common knowledge of being able to brush. Being able to brush our teeth in a proper way is told, we were taught to brush side to side. So all the TV shows, Channel 12, everyone kind of taught us to brush side to side. And we weren't really taught to tilt that brush upward so to make sure that we're getting underneath the periodontal ligament. And with that, Mr. Abdul, do you want to speak about periodontal disease?
Okay, let me open him up. Oh, okay. Mr. Abdul? Okay, I'm coming to you. Mr. Abdul?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, periodontal disease is a very, very serious disease. You know, it starts off as gingivitis, and then eventually it can evolve to full periodontal disease, which is why a lot of people lose their teeth. And so it's just one of those problems where it definitely can decline your health, and a lot of diseases can come as a result of that. Like, for example, diabetes also causes a lot of teeth to be lost as well. So, you know, like the doctor was saying, it's just very important to, you know, regularly get your cleanings, regularly floss, and definitely get your teeth cleaned at least every 6 months, because what happens is the bacteria goes down into your gums and basically causes that periodontal disease. So, you know, one of the best ways to prevent that is to always go and get cleanings and also get deep cleanings as well to help prevent that.
You know, it's something that you mentioned that, you know, really strikes me. When we're younger and we brush our teeth, we don't know that just when your gums and the gingival starts bleeding, that's the early symptoms of gingivitis. And when we're diagnosed with gingivitis, a lot of times we don't know that's early signs of periodontitis. And I had seen a really severe case one time with periodontal disease. This young lady came in, and it was a hereditary issue, but it was amazing to me because I just didn't know it existed until I saw it with my own eyes. And she couldn't have been no more than 20, and we literally had to pull all her teeth out because the bone loss was astronomical. I mean, it was down. Worse than trying to get dentures in after the alveolar bone has came down. Have you saw a case like that or similar to that where it's hereditary, someone suffering from periodontal disease that was young and had to get a full mouth extraction?
You asking me the question?
Well, of course, Dr. Champion and also Mr. Abdul, yes.
I've seen it. I've seen it many times. A lot of times when you have periodontal disease, you have a lot of bone loss, you can't even get dentures. And then they have to do things like they have to put an artificial gum in your mouth. And sometimes they can't even put implants in your mouth because of so much bone is lost, because the implants connect to your bone. So it's just sometimes if it's that severe, you can't get dentures or implants. So it becomes, you know, it's a very serious problem.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we have to do bone grafting, but if you can afford it.
Yeah.
But has it been a time that the bone has been so severe that a denture couldn't go in there?
Right, yeah, absolutely, all the time.
Go ahead, Dr. Champion.
We have had a number of situations where you're doing a full prosthetic upper, people lose their whole maxilla, and sometimes they lose their whole mandible. And you have to explain that to us,
Dr. Champion. Dr. Champion, because your audience is, like, worldwide right now. So it's not just the people on the call. It's streaming all over. So us everyday people, we don't quite know all of these terms.
Yes, so your hard palate is what stops things from actually getting into your nose. It is connected with your skull. And without a hard palate, things will pile directly from your mouth to your nose. Without the mandible, which is the lower jaw, people have an inability to chew, and they wind up losing their jaw. Sometimes not because of periodontal disease, but periodontal disease that has led to cancer. And, you know, we have to make a denture or a prosthetic device that fits in their mouth to stop, to to allow them to chew so that food does not completely impact into their sinuses or their nose. So that is some of the things that we do. Also, from a standpoint of trying to build a new lower jaw, we do things like that also. So there is a big there's a whole lot of problems that can happen, but it all starts with usually the small stuff, which continues to build up until it becomes the big stuff. And juvenile periodontal disease is a disease that is characterized by bone loss on young people and usually starts around their first molars, and then it extends around the mouth. And that's what I believe Mr. Abdul was talking about when he was saying that, or you were talking about when you were saying that people were, a young girl lost all of her teeth and then could not even have a denture that works. You need to have some bone for the denture to have some retention, or it's very difficult for people to chew and have that denture stay in there. And that's why a lot of people prefer to get implants. Also because sometimes with the denture, they can't taste their food. They can't function as well or normally as they're used to.
Thank you so much, Dr. Champion. You definitely broke that down in a way that is comprehensible to us. I see that with a lot of my neighbors. You know, they all suffer from the same type of disease. So what can we do to help put the information out a little bit stronger so that the younger ones will understand how serious of a disease this is?
Excuse me, Monique and Dr. Champion. This is Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really wanted to ask, because other than, and I know I'm older, but other than the dentist coming by and basically teaching you how to brush, and now it's apparently the wrong way, and we had health class, but there was just very, very little bit taught except for, you know, you learned what tooth were, you know, your molars and the different teeth. But it was just very, very little taught about oral health, you know, and the connection, you know, to the whole body, even when you're talking about, like, these palates, you know, the different parts. So how do we make sure that education, that just even a basic level of education is either part of the school curriculum, or can we add these curriculums? Can we develop curriculums and make them part of these after-school programs or these other, you know, where our community is teaching? How do we get, you know, oral health education, I mean, actually get it out there?
So I can say that, you know, what we used to do and what we're getting ready to implement now that I have my own training program, is we used to go into the elementary schools and into the nursing homes, into women and men's shelters, and speak about oral health care, how to properly brush. We would give out toothbrushes and toothpaste. And we give just the basics about some of the diseases and how it affects your overall body. Dr. Champion?
Oh, no. I think she makes a good point. What happens is we have not really, again, when I said 95% of all problems that happen in your mouth occur because of dry mouth. So one of the things that happens is for us as African Americans, because we have been blessed usually with a really large tongue and a deep palatal vault, we wind up breathing through our mouth at night. So a lot of that sleep apnea issue has never been addressed in our community. And they treat the symptoms instead of necessarily treating the problem. So they always are happy to give you high blood pressure medication. They're happy to give you diabetic medication. And they're happy to continue to have you have a disease so that they can continue to extol money from you. And usually because without that money, then people, if they solved your problems, then you would have to they would have to lose a job, right? So what happens is a lot of this stuff starts with us. It's hereditary in the fact that we have big tongues and that we have never been treated for sleep issues. So a lot of us wind up sleeping on our stomachs and our sides. We sleep as we're at a festival all night, and we wind up breathing through our mouth all night. That causes 95% of all dental problems. And it is endemic to our community because people in our community usually have large tongues. It is also, they also used to say that we had lazy tongues and that we had a tongue thrusting. It's not really true. We just have big tongues. And the language that we speak was never designed for our mouths. So, interestingly enough, we are in a dilemma or a quagmire where a lot of the issues have never been brought forward to our community. And that is why teaching people sometimes doesn't really help them, because it actually makes them think that they're doing something that's not good or they're not doing something good enough, in which case there's nothing that they can do because it's really endemic to their design, to their body design.
Very good.
You know, so the crazy thing is just trying to help people recognize what's causing their problems and to fix it so that their problems don't continue to persist.
You made a very good point, Dr. Champion, about, you know, with teaching and taking on an identity if that's who you are, because this is something that affects us. I really appreciate that. That's probably the first time that I have heard that point of view, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they like to blame us for a lot of things, but there is not a blame for people who have hereditary issues that have never been addressed that allow them to have a predisposition to dental problems. So that's why I'm a dentist.
Absolutely. What else have you saw outside of the sleep apnea that boggles our community as black people?
Tongue thrusting, which is because we are speaking a language that is not ours. If we spoke our own language, there wouldn't be a whole lot of S's and T's and ability to use a big tongue to rest against the teeth, which then leads to much more orthodontic issues and much more periodontal issues. So tongue thrusting, because
overbite.
We're not currently speaking our – yeah, well, overbite, pushing the teeth forward, underbite, all of those things happen because of the way we speak. When we speak, we should put our tongues to the roof of our mouth where we make this noise. And that noise, the air should go around the side of the tongues instead of through our teeth. And if we push it through our teeth, we're eventually going to push our teeth out so that we wind up having more spaces between them, which also leads to the periodontal issues too.
Very good. Thank you. That was really helpful, and I'm hoping that everyone that's listening understand exactly what Dr. Champion is saying. We're definitely blessed to have someone of his knowledge on the line with us tonight. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you, Dr. Champion. Was definitely something that I see a lot of, and with the speech impairment, you know, I have a few students that have speech impairments, and a lot of people have with the size of our tongue. So we are not diagnosed correctly, you know, because that's a point that this is really honestly the first time I have heard of this. And I do a lot of studying. So, you know, this is something that I feel like that we should probably be more aware of and just talk to each other about when we have children and teenagers and young adults that is having speech problems with language and being able to pronunciate clearly, then this can definitely be an issue, you know, and maybe it's a different way that
or study that can happen. I'm pretty sure it's pretty studied that can help us with this problem, especially with landing jobs. A lot of times they judge us by the way we speak. So that was really good. Mr. Abdul, do you have anything to add?
Well, one thing that I was thinking about was the causes of smoking and eating the wrong foods as well definitely damages you and damages your body as well. And then a lot of people, they lose teeth and then they don't get the dentures or they don't get the implants. And then what happens is you cannot get the proper nutrition from the foods that you're eating and your body doesn't absorb it because you're not chewing the food up properly. So that causes a lot of problems with your gut and your intestines and your intestinal system as well. So I just wanted to speak on that.
I want you to continue, but I was thinking about we have to chew our food, I guess what they say, between 100 to 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Right.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. In order to get the proper nutrition out of greens and vegetables, you have to really be able to grind your teeth. So if we're not doing that, then you're not getting the proper nutrition out of it. Okay, Mr. Abdul, I'm sorry, but that's true.
I just wanted to mention, too, lifestyle, as far as you were talking about the young people, we do a lot of drinking and a lot of smoking, you know, in our community now as well. So that also is a big problem with our oral health. That's all.
Well, there's one thing I just like to say. First of all, if you're listening in and you want to call in and you have any questions, one, you can, if you're on Facebook, program is presented by Overall Training. And so you can find Overall Training on Facebook. That's three words, Overall, not two, that's three words. But you can find that on Facebook. And you can find the event and post if you are on Instagram. That's OAT_Empower, EMPOWER. And you can post your questions there or just call in 2319-527-6066 if you have questions. And I just want everyone to observe, this is a conversation with a wide range of people from their 20s up to someone as young as me who's in their 50s. We're all African Americans. I had to ask them to make it plain for us because these people are so technical in their terminology in their everyday, but this is the great knowledge that we have. We're from Philadelphia. Dr. Champion is a well-known doctor in our community. Monique's a teacher in our community. We saw business happen. We experienced business happening on this call. Dr. Champion just told Abdul to come by because they could use his services. This is what we speak on when we speak of community. This is what community looks like. This is about helping one another. So now Mr. Abdul has a new client that's a dental office, which can get him a lot of patients and denture work that he can do. Dr. Champion liked what he said and specifically reached out to him. Monique, one of the reasons that we're doing the show outside of we really don't have the knowledge and there aren't shows going around or places where we can really go get this knowledge. But it also brings up, you know, her knowledge and the thought leadership. You know, I mean, she's excellent. Her knowledge base is very deep. And it shows in this woman that is not just a teacher that has established apprenticeship program with in the way her students excel and the deep knowledge that she instills in them and their excitement for the industry. This stuff is just not known. So as well as the information about our oral health, I want you, everyone, to absorb this information about what's happening here on this show that is indicative of a lot in our communities. Because what is promoted is the 10% or less of us that do the worst. That's what's promoted. But we need to understand that this is a way of life for every person on this call. And this, and these pockets of us are all over this country, all over the world. So we need to speak to our greatness. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Ms. Jackie. You're totally awesome. I appreciate the kind words. I'm super excited about this podcast, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to share a lot more with the community when it comes to oral health and just being able to connect with everyone in a different way. It's a big deal to me. You know, I was blessed with parents that taught me how many teeth that I had. You just be surprised how hard it is for some of my students just to remember that it was 32 teeth. You're born with all of your teeth, 52 teeth. And just being able to count their teeth from 1 to 16 to 17 to 32 is something difficult. So I'm hoping that by us having these conversations, it will be able to expand our community with the knowledge of dentistry, but not just for oral health, but career-wise. Maybe even invoking, hopefully invoking, feelings of wanting to become lab techs, researchers, dentists, dental hygienists, and experts. The career path for dentistry, you know, I can say saved my life, you know, as a child. Growing up, you know, going to college and doing, I went to school for communications. I went to school for early childhood education and also for theology for a little while. And nothing intrigued me as much as becoming a dental assistant in a trade school did. At one point, I took up biology. And that was something, you know, that seemed so far away. But as I became more invested into my career, becoming an instructor and wanting to start this program, I saw how wide dental actually is in oral health. You know, I used to work for the dean, Marjorie Jeffco of UPenn, and saw a lot of the Penn students traveling all across the country, you know, learning and researching about oral health. It's a really wide field. It doesn't stop at dental assisting or just becoming an FDET. You know, it's a lot of really great things that you can do. Dr. Champion, are you a part of the, I believe it's the Black Association of Dentists?
One moment. Yes, go ahead, Dr. Champion.
Yes, Monique. We're a part of New Era Dental Society here in Philadelphia. And it is a national organization called the National Dental Association. And it's black dentists and black hygienists and dental auxiliaries. And it's a network of black folks all around the country. Really good.
Okay, so we're going to look into the National Association of Dentistry so that we can put the information out for ones that's interested in joining. I would like to see more of that being publicized, even for my students that are serious about dentistry to, you know, just go check everything out and understand that it's more to life than just being a dental assistant and getting a job. It's a career choice. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Champion, for sharing that. Ms. Abdul, do you want to add anything?
No.
You know, one thing I would like everyone to do, just so, because this can be kind of technical, but to really relate it to the everyday, I'm just going to go down and if everyone could tell us about, you know, them as a human being, you know. We know you claim the fame is the dentistry, but, you know, you know, where are you from? Are you a parent, a father, an artist, or, you know, what are your interests in different things like that? So I'm going to start with you, Dr. Champion, and you're an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you. I'm from Westchester, Pennsylvania. I went to public school in Westchester and University of Pittsburgh and then Howard University. I have a wife, three lovely children, and I've been practicing dentistry at 63rd and Malvern in West Philly for 33 years right now. I have my interests are horticulture, so I like to take care of plants. And now that my kids are out of the house, I mentored them in basketball, so all my kids had basketball scholarships to college. I used to coach the hand gathers recreation over on Diamond Street, and I've been doing this stuff for 30 some years. I love it, and I love our community, and I love the people in our community, and I love helping people.
Awesome. Monique, your turn.
Hi. Well, I guess I'll reintroduce myself. I'm the founder of Overall Training, Innovative Workforce Development Apprenticeships. I register different trades and occupations with the Labor Board of Industry. I also build curriculum, and I help organizations build training programs. I'm a huge advocate for education in all fields, even bigger advocate in job development and growth, teaching about HR compliance, regulations. I'm a firm believer that a lot of barriers can be overtaken or conquered by us being able to deal with the paperwork and compliance. A lot of our businesses can develop to be corporations in this city. We have a lot of room to grow as long as we're learning how to deal with the regulations and the compliance that it takes in order to get to that level. So I would like to basically push us into a further level of corporate.
All
as
right.
I'm learning.
So where are you from?
I live in West Philly. I'm from Uptown. I've been here for years. I went to Hope Church School with Bishop John and Pastor Janice Bowden. He was a black doctor. He is a black doctor, and Pastor Janice was a teacher. It was a black high school. They went on and developed a preschool and a college of theology. I went to Voorhees College, which is HBCU, over in Denmark, South Carolina, really small. It's the sister school of Tuskegee College. I have three children, two girls and one boy. Geniuses. I call them my little geniuses. And that's about it right about now.
Well, what about your interests? You even used to rap. And you know, she keeps telling me about the used to, but she can drop lines when she feel like
really
it. She can drop lines when she feel like it.
I definitely did used to So I'm definitely urban all the way around. I absolutely write poetry, and I used to rap and perform in school. So I did a few couple of things. Maybe one day I'll bless you guys with a couple of bars. You know what I mean, Mr. Abdul?
Absolutely.
You segue right into you, Mr. Abdul, so go ahead.
All right. My father was a dental technician. I was born and raised in West Philadelphia. I grew up in a dental office, I'm still from the hood, you know. But I was blessed to have a good I was blessed to have good parents who gave me a lot of teaching early on. Later, I went into the United States Air Force, where I also did dental technology. And some of my interests, I do also have a film business. I'm very into videography. I film commercials, documentaries, even music videos for different artists. Right. I used to do poetry as well. I got a couple lines, but this is a little bit. I have two children, a boy and a girl. They are my world, for sure. And I love to help people, and I love to do creative things. I'm a very creative person, so I love to do creative things.
Awesome. Well, we have to network, Mr. Abdul. I have a production company, so I need to know you.
I'll shoot you my website.
All righty. Awesome. So I'm going to go, is this Ms. Charmaine? 215-858. Hi. Go ahead. Share with us.
Well, you know, you all have so many wide things that are going on, but I, as Dr. Champion, I work with Dr. Champion. I am his office manager, but I have a degree from Slippery Rock University when it was just a state college. Get that. But I also have my master's degree from Cornell University in Human Resources.
Wow.
I do not have any children. I am from Oklahoma.
Wow.
And I moved here to Philadelphia. And I am an administrator at heart. That's what I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your hobbies and interests?
I love music. I actually was a music major.
Oh.
I love playing the piano.
Okay.
And I love to travel.
Okay. See, who knew teaching creativity came hand in hand?
I might have added that Ms. Charmaine is a stickler for, when she said human resources, it clicked right in, because she'll call me at any given day about, and I might I add, we definitely have to do a professionalism segment in the dental world on how to properly interview, what to properly hear, and how to properly behave as an employee. Me in the dental office. It's so important. And I would love to have Ms. Charmaine back to just explain some of the do's and don'ts. She is excellent.
It will be my pleasure. But one of the things I did want to add, when Dr. Champion was talking, when we were talking about education, one of the biggest things that our office provides for our patients is we have a program, education program, and it's called the House of Hygiene. We do not believe in, you know, the most of the insurances will tell patients that they get their teeth cleaned twice a year. Actually, the American Dental Association tells you that you should get your teeth cleaned three to four times a year. And we really promote that in Champion Dentistry. And Mr. Abdul, I'd like for you to get in contact with us tomorrow so that I can get your information and we can begin to have some kind of partnership with you. But the House of Hygiene is an oral program, and it does help with oral health. It gives you opportunity to come into the office and to be able for Dr. Champion to examine you three to four times a year. So these diseases, these periodontal issues that may creep up next year will not creep up next year. So he can keep a handle on them. I just wanted to add that one little thing.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, are you still there?
Thank you, Ms. Charmaine. Can you also give everyone your Facebook and your Instagram for Dr. Champion? I really want to make a major push in West Philly with the younger generation about, you know, what you guys are doing and how we can get them inside the office. So even if it's just for education or, you know, to get their checkups and, you know, refer their family and friends.
And okay. What's important too, Ms. Charmaine, is how you guys, your payment plan that you offer, you know, like sometimes people think they can't afford it or they don't have the right insurance or, so just share about that.
Right. Okay. At Champion Dentistry, we are a fee-for-service office, which means that we do not accept any insurance. However, what we will do as a complement to our patients is to provide claim forms so that the insurance, so that their insurance, if they have it, could pay or reimburse them for the services that they receive at Champion Dentistry. I heard when we first opened up that you have to have really good dental insurance. Well, there's no such thing as really good dental insurance. With these issues that we talked about today, some insurance may pay, some insurance may not. Some insurance may say, oh, we'll pay for your teeth to be extracted, but we're not going to pay for your teeth to be saved. And there's one thing that Dr. Champion says, and he says it all the time, is that he did not go to Howard University to pull teeth. He went there to save teeth. And there's a lot of insurances that will not pay for that. But we do have plans for patients that come into our office that is affordable for them. And we will go step by step in treatment plans so it can be affordable. One of the things with our House of Hygiene program is that patients that join that program as a member, and you have to be a member for a year without coming out of the program, is that you get so many benefits. You get it's $50 a month or $30 a month, and you get your cleanings are included in that, and it is up to the doctor to say, oh, you may need to come in and have three or four cleanings or five cleanings a year. It all depends on what your evaluation is during your checkup. Also, you can get 10% off with a certain tier. You get 10% off of all dental work that has to be done. And as you know, dental work is very expensive. So I don't want people to think, you know, you come in and it's going to be it's not going to cost you anything. It is. But at Champion Dentistry, we go step by step in your treatment so that it can be affordable for you. Did I make myself clear? Or you need to know anything else about that?
No, you made it very clear. That's very helpful. I mean, that's helpful for people to know, because sometimes there's reasons why people may steer away. So if you can have a plan, it's not cheap anywhere. Wherever you go, it's not cheap. But if you can have a plan of action, you know what's really going on with you. And then you have a plan of action as far as treatment and financial, then you can, like you said, go step by step. So at least you're getting it done, as opposed to shying away and just letting the problem grow.
And that is one thing, Jackie, that in our community, because it is expensive, we don't come into the office, or we're afraid to come into the office. But don't fear. Go into the office. See what it is so that you can make a plan. Sit down with the financial coordinator of those offices so you can make a good plan that's good for your pocketbook. And if you have the insurance, make a good plan so that you can stay healthy and remain healthy.
All right. Okay, so we have like 22 seconds before we stop streaming live. You know, we'll all still be on, but we'll stop streaming live in about 15 seconds. So, Monique, how can people reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on Remy Dudley Facebook. You can add me on OAT_empower or Inspiring Keep Up. That's also Instagram. You can email me at OAT215@gmail.com. And most importantly, look us up on overalltraining.org.
Great. And I want to do a special shout-out, thank you, to Ann Turner, who's also part of the Overall Training Consortium. But she was on the whole time. She gave us a shout-out for a great interview. So
Ann,
So I like to ask everyone, and we're going to end with you, Monique, but if everyone from the 267-819, I want everybody, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you want to share with us? 267-819-891.
Oh, okay. I believe that's me.
Okay, Mr. Abdul.
Yeah, that's me. Basically, you can contact me on Facebook. It's under Custom Dental Care, and my email is customdental215@gmail.com. And, you know, God bless. I don't want to take up all your time.
All right. Ms. Charmaine, 30 seconds in the whole world listening.
Champion Dentistry, championdentistry.org, or 215-473-4717. Champion Dentistry, House of Smiles. Come smile with us.
All right. and Dr. Champion.
I echo what Jermaine mentioned. championdentistry.com. Come through the office and have a cup of coffee and see what we're about. I encourage everybody to stop through. Where it's 1170 North 63rd Street, West Philadelphia.
1170 North 63rd Street. And okay, Monique, will you take us out?
Absolutely. I would just like to thank everyone to support us with this endeavor. I would like to spread nothing but love, goodness, and positivity. Thank you guys so much.
All righty. We're going to roll out on some glory by Common and John Legend from the motion picture Selma.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,